We're learning the next paragraph in the Shemoneh Esrei, the paragraph of Lamal Shinim, which is on the top. It says it's Birchas Haminin, a nice blessing that we give to the heretics. If you look at the English translation of Birchas Haminim, it says against heretics. And this is one of the many times that we find that the Torah does not use the actual translation, but rather we want to speak in a nicer language, which is the language of the Chazal. It's called Lashon Sagi Nahar, like a blind person, someone who is Sagi Nahar, literally means someone who has sufficient light, which obviously is not true, but it's a euphemism. It's something which we say in a nicer way. And therefore, this is also when we refer to Birchas Haminim, and we look through the translation of this paragraph, that may all the wickedness perish in an instant, may all your enemies be cut down. Obviously, it's not much of a bracha that anyone would want. So this is this paragraph which is discussing some type of a curse that we're providing to these particular people that have caused tremendous problems for the Klai Yisrael, for the Jewish people. Now, we look at the in Sefer Heshkol, which is written by Rav Abraham Bar Yitzchak, who passed away in 1159. He was a teacher of the Ravid. He says, "Umeyev Esrim Zakenim, there was 120 elders. Umeyhem Kam Neviim Tiknu Yudches Brachos." Who actually established the Shemoneh Esrei? It wasn't just any old people. It was 120 of great scholars, and some of them were even considered to be Neviim, prophets in their time. And those are the ones that established the Shemoneh Esrei. Birchas Haminim, this paragraph, which we're going to be discussing today and tomorrow as well, is Biyavne Tiknu. It was established not at that point in time, but it was later on. In fact, it was in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, in a place called Yavne. So even though this is the 19th bracha, which was actually instituted into the Shemoneh Esrei, of course it's not the 19th bracha in this particular order. And we discussed previously that there's a significance that in order to be able to bring, go to Yerushalayim and have the Beis HaMikdash, and to be able to have Hashem in all of His glory, it's necessary first that the Rishayim, people who act with wickedness, that they should no longer act with wickedness. Hopefully that means that they'll do tshuva, otherwise they'll be destroyed completely, literally. Now, one of the terms for this prayer is the Amida, and that makes sense, because you're supposed to stand. Another term is the Shemoneh Esrei, which is an interesting name for a prayer. This holy prayer, Shemoneh Esrei, is a number. Shemoneh Esrei means 18. And the bracha itself, including this one, is really 19. It's very interesting. The name of the prayer isn't true. But the reason why we call Shemoneh Esrei is because that's how many brachos there were initially, and only later on was this 19th one instituted, but still we keep the name Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Gemara discusses why 18? What's so special? Chai, life. But the Gemara feels that it's necessary to come up with a better answer than just that. The Gemara actually provides three answers why we have 18 paragraphs in our Shemoneh Esrei. The first answer, the Gemara says, is Keneged Yudches Askaros Sheomer David. That David HaMelech, in his Sefer Tehillim, he mentions Hashem's name 18 times in a relatively famous paragraph, the paragraph of Havel Hashem B'nei Eileen, which is the paragraph that we recite on Shabbos when we put away the Sefer Torah. And if you would look at that paragraph, Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times. And therefore, that corresponds to our Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, the Gemara Rashi brings down here, Gemara Megillah, discusses that if you would look and study that paragraph in great detail, that's really the source, the original source of our Shemoneh Esrei. So if you would start from the very beginning, for example, Havel Hashem b'nei Eilim are the sons of the powerful, that corresponds to our Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The next part, Havel Hashem kavod b'oz, strength, power, which is the next paragraph in the Shemoneh Esrei of Gevura. And the next paragraph corresponds to that which is the next pasuk, Hishtachel Hashem b'hados kodesh, representing Hashem, Kel Kadosh. So, and if you continue going through that all the way to the end of the paragraph, which of course ends off with the words, Hashem Yivarech Esamo Bashalom, makes sense that the last bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei talks about shalom, talks about peace. So that's one of the explanations why we have 18 in particular based on that paragraph. So if you study that paragraph in great depth, you'll be able to understand all of the Shemona Esrei. The Gemara gives a second answer, and he says it's Keneged Yudches Askaros Shiri Kriya Shema. If you count the three paragraphs of the Shema, the amount of times Hashem's name is mentioned, it's mentioned exactly 18 times. And there's obviously some connection between our relationship to Hashem when we say the Shema and that of the Shemona Esrei. And then the Gemara gives a final answer, and he says that if one would count the vertebrae in one's backbone, there'll be 18. And therefore, the idea of Shemona Esrei, among other things, is to acknowledge that Hashem reigns over us, and when we bow down, it shows our humility, that we're servants to God, and therefore that's the significance of the amount of number of vertebrae in the backbone. But the Gemara asks, well, that's fine and good if you want to say there's 18. And if we're establishing that the Shemona Esrei is based on these things, but how do we now have the right to add this next paragraph of the Malshinim, which now ups it from 18 to 19? The Gemara asks, there's not 18, there's 19. And therefore the Gemara has to come up with answers as to how we can possibly establish this next bracha. And this is what the Gemara says. Om Rav Levi, Berchas HaTzadukim, the blessing of Tzadukim, not the righteous, the Tzadukim or the Sadducees, that only believed in Torah Shvachsav, the written but not the oral tradition. B'Yavne Tiknu was established in the place called Yavne. Kenegin Mi Tiknu, so how are they able to establish this based on these words? So the Gemara says that if you study this paragraph, the paragraph of Havel Hashem Ne'elim, even though, in fact, Hashem's name, Hashem, which represents Chesed, Rachamim, that name, which represents compassion and mercy, there is another time Hashem's name is mentioned in a different way. The pasuk, when it says, Kael HaKavod Heri. So when it talks about, it says the word Kael, which is also the name of God. It says Hashem is the God of glory, thunders. That's what that part of the pasuk means. And the fact that it has another name of Hashem, that's the 19th, which corresponds to our bracha. Some explain, so why do we originally say 18 and not 19? Because the idea of this bracha is that we're not asking Hashem for rachman. We're asking the Kael, the God who is more powerful, mighty, just like thunder. You hear thunder, you think of power and might, and that we want that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and rain down on these Rishoyim, these heretics, these people who are wicked. And then the Gemara continues and says, well, how about the Shema? It only says Hashem's name 18 times, and it doesn't say Kael throughout the three paragraphs of the Shema, so how do you answer that? So the Gemara says that there is a 19th place where Hashem's name is hinted to. It says, Keneged Echad Shibikriya Shema. Because the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Echad 1 is referring to Hashem. So the Mefarshim explained, well, what does the word Echad correspond to this particular bracha, Echad 1? It's because what did the Rishonim, what did the wicked people want to do? They wanted to be able to remove the godliness of this world. The fact that Hashem rules over this world, and Hashem is one, that's something which they wanted to take away from us. And therefore, the Echad in the Shema corresponds to this bracha, that we want to acknowledge once again that the Rishonim are incorrect, but rather that Hashem is one. I'd like to conclude with the words of the Kolbo and the Archus Chaya. The Kolbo explains that if you count the amount of words, as we've seen in previous paragraphs, you can understand a very interesting hidden message. Now, it's interesting, this morning, I looked through the different nuschos of the Nusach Ashkenaz, has 28 words. I might have miscounted on this, so you have to check if I'm true. 28 words in this paragraph. Nusach Sfarad has 30, and Nusach Ari has 31. So there's different nuschos, so depending on what you say, we can clearly see that there's a discrepancy over here. So with that said, we can maybe understand the Kolbo. The Kolbo says, V'zehu birchas aminim, v'yesh v'lamed base tables. According to the Kolbo, who's an unknown author, he felt there was 32 words in that paragraph. He said, what's the significance of 32? So what's 32? L'fi shehem kofrim, because these heretics, what did they, were they kofir? What did they deny? They denied, if you look at the very first letter of the Torah, in Bereishis, it's a base. So he denied the base of Bereishis at the very beginning. Ad lamed le'enei kol Yisrael, until the very last letter of the Torah, which is Lamed, in the word Yisrael, which means that they completely rebelled against the whole essence of what the Torah is. From the very beginning, the Beis, until the very end, the Lamed. And he says, V'zehu lev, v'haminas tuli b'lev, that the person who is a heretic, it's something which is attached to their heart. Another understanding of what the Kolbo is telling us is that when it comes to Torah in general, that there's no coincidence that you have a lamed and a bays, the first and last letters, which means that the Torah is not just supposed to be something which we do. It's supposed to affect us internally, something we're supposed to have an emotional and spiritual connection to. I'm going to conclude with the words of the Aruch HaShem. The Aruch HaShem tells us a different amount of numbers. The Aruch HaShem says, the fact that these people were kofrim b'Torah, they denied the Torah, she'osieha esrim b'sheva. We mentioned before there's 27 letters in the Torah, in the Aleph Beis, the 22 and the 5 final letters. B'Torah she'b'chsav, b'Torah she'bal peh, heim esrim b'teisha. I feel that there really should be 29 words in this paragraph, corresponding to the letters which correspond to the whole Torah, and the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, which they denied. Which is amazing, which we'll conclude with, is that even though they really kept Torah Shebichsav, they only denied the oral tradition, but if you did not keep Torah Shebal Peh, it's considered as though you've also denied Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah as well. We'll stop here.